When the U.S. population topped 300 million this fall, the estimate of the number of people living in the Great Lakes region, U.S. and Canada combined, crept up to nearly 40 million. Victoria Harris of the UW Green Bay Sea Grant Program says the way many people live is also worth noting.
Not only are there more of us, but increasingly more of us, perhaps sadly, are living alone. One-person households account for more than a quarter of the U.S. population. And that means, on average, we're using more resources per person, more housing, more water, more energy, and more land.
Harris says the population growth near the Great Lakes is leading to more pressure on sewer systems and loss of pollution-absorbing forest areas. Urban sprawl also threatens lakeside wetlands and biodiversity. In addition, more fast-growing cities just outside the Great Lakes Basin want lake water. Harris told researchers at a Great Lakes conference in Milwaukee that they face challenges too.
As government employees or resource managers, we're often asked to do more with less. But perhaps the greatest challenge in front of us is how do we do less damage to the Great Lakes with ever more people.
One person facing that challenge is Gary Galizian, who heads the EPA's Great Lakes program. He says he's optimistic despite the big growth in population.
The Great Lakes Basin has a lot going for it. The source of fresh water that we have here is unlike almost any other place in the country, and that's just really important to sustaining our population and way of life.
But Galizian says it will take smart management of water and other resources to serve the current Great Lakes population and the millions more people expected over the next few decades. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.